I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Imagine being prosecuted for criticizing a religion. Well, people in 84 countries around the world don't have to imagine that. And we'll tell you why in just a moment. Plus, with the holidays nearly upon us, you still have time to send Christmas gifts to children around the world. Keep listening, because there's a place for you in the story. First, a new report from the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom details 84 countries that keep blasphemy laws on the books. These laws criminalize speech or writing against certain religions. The most egregious enforcers include Pakistan, Iran, Egypt, and Russia. Bruce Allen of FMI says some of the countries on the list may come as a surprise.
You're going to find a country like Switzerland on the list, or Germany. So it's pervasive. Most of the countries, the 84 countries, are in Africa and Asia, as would be expected, but there are others elsewhere too.
Allen says these laws can encourage the mistreatment of religious minorities.
Essentially, governments are trying to safeguard the sensibilities of perhaps the majority population and their view on religion. So they're saying, do not insult the leaders, our sacred writings, our traditions, the way we practice something.
Join us in praying that lawmakers in these countries would have the courage to make change. Also,
even if they're not Christ followers, we know that God raises up the lawmakers and uses men and women to effect his purposes on earth. So let's pray that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that there is the freedom to shine boldly for Christ in these places.
In other news, Christmas, even if it's a little different compared to previous years, couldn't come at a better time. Jess Kogelschatz with Keys for Kids Ministry says 2020 was challenging, to say the least, especially for little ones.
The biggest thing that we have seen since COVID-19 has hit is that there's just a lot more fear and anxiety, even amongst Christians. People are really seeking truth right now. We've seen a 300% increase in requests for our material.
Among other things, Keys for Kids makes two daily devotionals, one for kids and one for teens. Both point young people and their families to Jesus. His steadfast truth provides comfort when everyday normal is constantly changing.
So many parents are homeschooling their kids, so they are integrating our devotionals into their school day.
Plus, a new resource helps parents keep their kids focused on Christ as the countdown to Christmas continues.
Right now, we also have a Christmas special edition devotional. So that has 13 daily devotionals and then a few other kids' activities included.
Keys for Kids doesn't charge for its devotionals, but that's only because people like you help to cover the costs. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And as Christmas approaches, it's easy to get caught up in the lights and the presents. Yet for many people, extra gifts are the last thing on their minds this year. AMJ International offers extra hope for families in need with Bundles of Love. This annual program offers tangible help to children, national leaders, and leprosy victims globally. Ken Ivins with AMG says this year presents extra challenges for many families.
A lot of poverty we've seen in the past that was hard has now become worse. People haven't had the jobs they needed. A lot of food wasn't planted in a timely fashion, and so now it's not being harvested as it should. A lot of our people are being held back at home.
For those on day-to-day incomes, the need for practical gifts has increased dramatically. Ivan says that the gifts bought not only help those receive them, but also support the local economy. With $20 per bundle, field directors purchase items locally that are most needed by individual families.
So that's one of the things, as we look through this program, that we really appreciate that God's given us the vision years ago to do it this way, to be impact not only the child, but also their community and their families.
Join AMG's Bundles of Love program this year to help bring the gospel and practical help to those who need it, and pray that the gospel presentations would be clear and have long-lasting influence on the families. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional written by women for women, and it uses the furnishings of the Old Testament tabernacle as object lessons, along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.